Hello, what's up, everybody? You're listening to the Rude Horror Podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Rude, and today is bonus episode number 8. And I don't know how long this one's going to be. It's not going to be a super long one, but there was a few things that I wanted to mention, and I'm going to do a few movie reviews and talk a little bit about my time at Days of the Dead in Chicago over the weekend. And I will be doing the Rude Horror Podcast giveaway. So I wasn't really in a situation at Days of the Dead to ask a celebrity if they would spin the wheel for me and announce the winner. So apologies for that. But I will right now spin the wheel and announce the winner for the Rude Horror Podcast giveaway, where I give away 2 free tickets to Midwest Monster Fest Presents Pop-Up Horror Market. And just to go briefly over the Midwest Monster Fest Pop-Up Horror Market, it's going to be in East Moline, Illinois, at the Rock Island County Fairgrounds from noon to 7 p.m. There'll be celebrities, vendors, artists, entertainment, and more. Celebrity appearances include Walter Phelan, who plays Dr. Satan in House of 1000 Corpses, From Dusk Till Dawn, Wishmaster, Alien Abduction, and he also did voices in Goosebumps Escape from Horrorland, the video game. I think he does voices for the mummies and zombies in that one. Kind of cool. And then also Robert Mukes, who plays RJ in A House of 1000 Corpses. He also has been in movies called Bone Tomahawk, Black Mask 2, Backwoods, and a new upcoming movie called Brain Hunter, New Breed. And then also there's going to be a third celebrity, Claire Fluff Llewellyn, who has been in films Hobo with a Trash Can, Bong Zombies, Leaf Blower Massacre 2, Cult of the Shadow People, The Exorcist TV show, and even Sinister 2. And she's also been in a bunch of other stuff as well. So, you know, if you're not the winner of this giveaway and you still want to go to the event, more ticket info will be at mwmonsterfest.com. Or you can find them on social media at Midwest Monster Fest. So without further ado, I'm going to spin the wheel. And we will hear who the winner is. Digital All Dream has won. They emailed me their favorite movie pick, which their favorite movie is The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So I'm assuming it's the original one, and that's not a bad pick at all. That's definitely one of the top horror movies of all time. So congrats, Digital All Dream. He didn't give me his real name, but I will say that's the name he gave me. So I will be in contact with you, and I will send you your tickets. So congrats, and I hope you enjoy your time at Midwest Monster Fest Pop-Up Horror Market. I know I'll be there, and you know, if you run into me, I might have my shirt on. I don't know what I'm going to be wearing. I might have my horror podcast shirt on. I don't know. But hey, if I run into you, say what's up, and congrats. So, all right, moving on. We got, I do want to mention real quick, I'm going to be doing, sort of a new segment. I mean, it's still the same segment I do of Rude Horror Music Corner. I kind of started off with that name. It, you know, I didn't think it was a good name, but it was something. So, but I am going to change the name to Rude Horror Radio. So, and I've come up with the idea that instead of throwing the music on at the end of an episode, I'm going to actually occasionally just put up its own episode of Rude Horror Radio and just kind of do maybe like a DJ session episode where I'll talk about the band, play the song and then maybe, you know, move on to the next band or musician, you know, sort of kind of like a radio show. So the first one will be probably released this week as well. I'm going to kind of load you guys with some episodes. So you're going to get a bonus episode of this today, a Root Horror radio episode, and then the big episode, or the big interview that I did with Brian Trenchard Smith, who directed Leprechaun 3, 4, Night of the Demons 2, and several Ozploitation films. So we kind of mostly stick heavily on the Ozploitation films, but there's some awesome stories there, and I don't think you guys will be disappointed. As well as Andy McPhee, who is a actor. I should say all these guys are from Australia, so we kind of did like a continuation of the Ozploitation discussion. So we have Australian actor Andy McPhee, who talks about his work in Wolf Creek and his short horror film called The Home, and as well as just you know, Sons of Anarchy was another big one, so we did talk a little bit about that. You know, there's just a bunch of you know, bunch of stuff that these guys have worked on is included in the new episode coming up hopefully later this week. So do not miss that one. Make sure you get that one downloaded or ready on your playlist, because that one's gonna be a good one. So for the first ever Root Horror radio episode, you know, like the very first one of this new segment, I'm going to be covering the first annual Gore Camp Cannibal Cookout and Jamboree that'll be happening on April 24th with 14 badass bands are going to be playing live. There's going to be food and refreshments, and it'll be at the historic Willis Steel Corporation building in Galesburg, Illinois. So, you know, I'm not really going to get too much into that one because I want to do a whole episode on that one. But, you know, just to kind of let you know what to expect on the next one. And I guess I will move on to Days of the Dead in Chicago over the weekend. It was a very fun time. I didn't get to meet everybody, but I did get to meet quite a few people. And, you know, I got to run into my sister and her boyfriend, which I want to say congrats to them, because he popped the question to her and she said yes. So it was very cool to spend time with them at Days of the Dead. You know, I should mention I haven't seen my sister in a while. We live in completely different states, so it was awesome to see her and to meet her boyfriend for the first time. I mean, I've talked to him online and stuff, of course, but you know, we live like 8 or 9 hours away, so you know, never really get to hang out with them, so to speak. But yeah, so it was very cool to hang out with them there, and yeah, it was a good old time. Yeah, we got to meet Joe Bob Briggs and Darcy the mail girl from The Last Drive-In. You know, they're awesome, of course. And you know, I didn't really realize how tall Joe Bob was. So, you know, I'm like 6'2", and I almost had to look up to him. Like, he's got to be like 6'5", 6'6", something like that. He's pretty tall. I didn't realize how tall he was. But yeah, I mean, you know, everyone followed the protocols as far as wearing masks, you know, sanitizing hands, you know, pretty much being respectful as far as, you know, all the safety precautions go. And I loved the new venue. The last time I was there, I was at the, what was it, the Marriott in Schaumburg was where they used to have them. But then they moved to the O'Hare, or I should say the Crowne Plaza O'Hare Airport, where the convention center is. And I really liked that venue almost better, because it just seemed like it was way more roomier. And, you know, the place got busy in spurts, but I felt like I was able just to kind of walk up to anybody, not really have to wait in any lines. And I kind of liked that. I don't know if COVID kind of put a damper on, you know, people wanting to come out, but usually Saturday is the busiest day, and I didn't feel like, you know, I didn't feel congested in there. Like, you know, there's a lot of breathing room, so to speak. So it's very cool. I had a blast. We only went up for the day, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. Got some autographs, some selfies. Got to meet Felissa Rose again from the Sleepaway Camp series. She's always awesome and just very, very approachable person, I should say. Like, out of a lot of celebrities I meet, she just seems like, you know, a down-to-earth, easygoing lady that, you know, you go up to her and just kind of talk about anything, and just very cool person you want to be around. So it's awesome to see her, get a picture with her, and she signed my Sleepaway Camp VHS tape, so I'm all stoked about that. Yeah, I got to meet Tom Devlin, who did special effects, or not special effects, but practical effects, special effects, worked for several Full Moon movies, including a couple of the newer Puppet Master films. So I had him sign a Blade from Puppet Master picture with him in there, and that's always a fun series to go back and watch. I, you know, some of them aren't the greatest to watch, but you know, the Puppet Master characters are just, you know, the charm of the movie, and I always enjoyed watching them on the screen. So yeah, it was very cool to meet him, and who knows, maybe I can get him on my podcast sometime and talk a bunch of Full Moon movies. That'd be cool. Let's see, who else did I meet? Emilia Kincaid, who played Angela in Night of the Demons, really the whole series, Night of the Demons 1-3. She was really cool. She signed my Night of the Demons VHS tape and got a picture with her. Me and my friend Ed got a picture with Susan Backlini, who was like the first victim of the movie Jaws. Yeah. she was pretty cool. I kind of got lucky and got a picture with her and my friend Ed, because he wanted to go up and get her autograph. I didn't have the funds to get everybody's autograph, and so he got her picture with him or whatever, and autographed his VHS tape, and they asked me if I wanted to join in the picture, and I said, well, heck yeah, sure, why not? So kind of got a free selfie there. Pretty cool. Let's see, what else was there? Yeah, Tom Sizemore was there, and Will Forsythe, but not a lot of people went to their tables. I don't know. I think Tom didn't really seem approachable. I seen someone comment that he, whoever went up to his table and went to get an autograph, and he was on his phone the whole time looking at videos and signed the autograph and then kind of went back to watch his video. So he didn't really seem, I don't know, like he didn't want to be there or something. He just, you know, didn't want to interact with the fans, I guess. So that was kind of a bummer to hear, and that might be part of the reason why I skipped on him, because he was asking a little bit too much too. I don't want to say how much, but you know, it's kind of sad to see his career go from what it was to where it is now. You know, sort of an A-lister, and then he kind of fell off the face of the earth for a while, and you know, anyways, I don't know, maybe he'll make a comeback, but at the same time, it's like, man, you know, you're there for your fans, you want to make it seem like you're there for your fans, you know. But anyways, yeah, all in all, I'll say Days of the Dead was a lot of fun. There were several celebrities I didn't get to meet, but you know, I didn't want to just walk up there and be like, hey, how's it going? And then, oh, sorry, I don't have enough for an autograph. See you later. You know, I didn't want to do that. I don't know if that's normal or not, but I didn't want to, I guess, embarrass myself or something. I don't know. So I only went up to the people that I, you know, really wanted to get autographs for. Several of the people I really wanted to meet, but I'm gonna have a chance to meet them at Midwest Monster Fest in September, so that's why I kind of held off on them on them guys. But yeah, I definitely recommend going to Days of the Dead wherever city that that you're close to, because they put on a good show, and you know, a lot of very cool vendors there, and you know, stuff that you normally wouldn't be able to see anywhere. So you know, it's cool to see a chance of grabbing stuff that you normally can't get your hands on, or you know, you don't want to pay a lot in shipping on, you know, items like figures and posters and whatnot. So you know, if you're into collecting stuff that's pretty valuable but you don't want to pay the shipping on, definitely check out a horror convention, because you can get good deals, and sometimes they're even cheaper at the convention because they want you to buy their stuff. So that's always a good option. Let's see. I'm gonna go over a couple movie reviews, and then I think I'm gonna wrap it up, because that's about all I got for you right now. For the time being, but like I said, I'm gonna throw a few things at you this week to catch up on, because I know I was kind of absent like last week, I think. There's a week recently where I kind of you know, it took like 2 weeks for me to put up an episode, so I'm gonna kind of give you a couple this week to make up for that, and yeah, hope you guys like what I'm throwing at you. But so my first movie review is gonna be Highway to Hell. So this is like an early 90s film that I missed growing up. I never even heard of this movie until recently, but I'm glad I watched it. I'm glad I picked it up from Kino Lorber's movie sale, because it is a very entertaining movie, and I recommend people checking it out. So the movie's about Charlie and Rachel run away from home to get married in Las Vegas, but they get attacked by a zombie who takes Rachel with him to hell, where she will become one of Satan's brides. So there's like lots of cool practical effects in this movie that really make this movie very enjoyable to watch. Charlie is played by Chad Lowe, which is Rob Lowe's younger brother. And then Rachel is played by Christy Swanson. C.J. Graham, who you know from Friday the 13th Part 6, he plays Sergeant Bedlam, or Hell Cop. They mostly say Hell Cop throughout the whole movie. But yeah, so it's cool to see him play another bad guy like Jason, but he's totally different character. But yet, his presence is still kind of like Jason, like just intimidating. I thought he played the role perfectly. I don't know who else could play that role. Then there was also Lito Ford. Gilbert Gottfried was in this. It was kind of funny to see him in there play as Hitler in Hell. Ben and Jerry Stiller were in this. And then Steve Johnson did the special effects on this one. And, you know, it's to no surprise, he did an awesome job. This film was also directed by Atdejan. I probably got his name wrong, but he also made Drop Dead Fred the same year, so you know, that kudos to him to be able to pull off two great movies in 1 year. I have to give this movie a four out of a 5-star rating. I think it's entertaining. And it's a little bit on like the horror comedy, dystopian, mind twist, bizarre type movie. So if you're into all of them type of things, you know, check it out. I thought it was great. Recently, I also watched a movie called The Black Cat, the 1989 version that Severin had put out not that long ago. The movie's about Mark Revena, a famous Italian horror film director, sets out to script his latest film entitled Suspiria De Profundis. His film is based on Dario Argento's Suspiria and Inferno and deals with the story of Levena, queen of all witches. Levena is the eldest of the three mistresses of darkness, mother of madness, and most powerful of all evil. Ravenna is warned not to make his film in fear of actually summoning Levena to the present day. He does not listen to the warnings and casts his wife Anne to play the lead role of Levena. Anne reads the script and is then haunted and terrorized by the evil witch, who tells her she will suffer terrible tortures if she continues, and that everyone involved with the production will suffer dire consequences. So one of the big actresses in this is Carolyn Monroe, who you might know from like the Maniac movies, the Hammer horror films, the Bond movies. So she's kind of like the big card here. And then we also get Brett Halsey, who's been in several Italian horror films that you will recognize if you watch some of the great Italian horror films. I had to give this a 3-star rating. It wasn't like the best film I've seen, but it's definitely a memorable film as far as some of the gore scenes, the kill scenes, just the imagery. I thought it was really well done, and you know, it's a movie that you won't really hear a whole lot about, or you know, you probably haven't heard about it much in the past because it was kind of one of those hidden gems, so to speak. But yeah, if you can swing the $20 or however much Severin's selling it, I say pick it up. I mean, it's a decent Italian horror film if you're into Italian horror films. So another film I watched is called The Undertaker, starring Joe Spinell. This was sort of another one of those films that, you know, didn't really see the light of day to a big audience. And, you know, there is a lot of flaws to it, but, I think Joe Spinell's charm, you know, or just his presence in the film makes this a watchable film. I did pick up the, I want to say Vinegar Syndrome put this one out. I did pick that up during a sale, and you know, I'm a big fan of Joe Spinell and Maniac, so I wanted to check this one out. If you don't want to pick up the new release of it, you can or newer release of it, you can watch it on Tubi TV for free. The movie's about a deranged Undertaker played by Joe Spinell. He kills various people to keep them as his friends in his seedy funeral home, and kind of has a little bit of Maniac vibes, but I think he's kind of a, I don't know if he's more of a creeper in this one, but it is definitely up there. Just, you know, he plays all these creeper roles so well, and yeah, just it's something. It's unique. It's got some corny kills, and you know, Spinell fanatics will must see this. I give it a 2.5 stars out of 5. It's, you know, it's something to watch. It's something Joe Spinell that maybe you haven't seen before, in the vein of like Maniac. You know, check it out. You know, there was some flaws in the kills, like, you know, there's, I don't want to give anything away, you know, I want to try to make these spoiler free, but you know what I mean, like, just some of the kills, like, you know, I think they should have maybe reshot some of those, but yeah, that's The Undertaker. Yeah. So, I do have a few more movie reviews, but I'm gonna maybe wait and save those for the Root Horror Radio, just to kind of throw in a couple things to keep it a little bit horror related. And just a warning, the whole episode is gonna be mostly pretty much all metal music. So if you're into extreme horror or extreme metal, make sure to check out the next Root Horror Radio episode that'll come on after this episode. If you're not into metal, you can probably skip it. You know, it's not going to be my main show, but I mean, this is kind of a side segment that I'm going to like to do occasionally. And, you know, just to kind of get some of these bands some exposure that that they deserve, and or bands that, you know, might not get the exposure of what they're wanting. So, you know, I'm trying to help these guys out, and you know, hopefully it helps, and maybe you guys will dig the music. So to end the show, I'm just gonna say you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Root Horror Podcast. I'm also on Twitter at Root Horror Pod. Or if you just want one link to go to all my sites, go to linktree.com/RootHorrorPodcast. If you go there, you know, there's a big list of all of my links that you can check out, like my YouTube, my website. You know, I just did an interview with Research My Trash, and they did an interview on me about the Roger Ward episode. So it was very cool to do my first podcast interview. You know, the tables turned and do an interview on me. I thought that was pretty cool. So you can check out that interview at the Linktree link that I gave you guys. Also, I also have an email if you guys just want to email me old school at roothorror@gmail.com. and yeah, some fun stuff coming up, guys. You know, more guest episodes. I need to try to pump out those solo episodes too that I've been kind of pushing off. But yeah, so just stay tuned, everyone, and stay tuned for the next one.
The Root Horror Podcast like to thank Pit Lord and Evil Dead Beats for providing music to the show.